Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host. I think I'm Mr. FN Word, and I think she's Brown Sugar. And we think we would like you to call us. So if you think that you would like to call us, and you think that we would like to hear from you, I think you should give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, I think, is 347-826-7435. Because I'm trying to think today, Brown Sugar.
I was going to say, you seem to be doing a lot of thinking. You're thinking a lot of thoughts.
A lot of thinking.
Yeah.
Social media, I think, is Smooth Drama Group in Facebook. Ask to jump in. I think Mr. Lavender or Mr. J, I think, or myself, will add you to the group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow us, add us, tag us, whatever. We down. I think we want to hear from you. I think. And I think if you go to smoothdrama.com and jump into our anonymous chat room where you can be all that you can be without getting shot or basic training, you can holla live in the chat room. Holla! Anyway, so smoothdrama.com in the chat room. I think we'd like to hear from them. What you think, Brown Sugar?
I think we would like to hear from them too.
All right. See, we are in unison. We are together as one. We are a co-joined unicorn. Ready and willing.
A co-joined unicorn. All right.
That's right. It's one of those creatures that got the big horn and it's imaginary.
Oh, I know what a unicorn is.
You know what a unicorn
is? That's my spirit. Yeah, that's my spirit animal. What are you talking about?
So your spirit animal is an imaginary creature.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can dig that. You know what? I can dig it. Right on.
Yeah. That's why I appreciate it.
See, this is what happens when you end an apocalypse and begin another. See, I know folks, man, why are you always talking about the apocalypse? And so we're ending the more scrumptious apocalypse just to go back into the regular apocalypse.
Hmm. That sounds about right.
So. Because I think folks are like, oh, yeah, we're going to get back to normal. Because things were really, really awesome before COVID hit. Really awesome. It was Shangri-La paradise out here in this piece. So I can't wait to get back to that. So here we are. The weekend is here. The weekend is here. The first opening weekend, California, New York, and Oregon. They're like, you know what? We just gonna open up. So folks just get to go out and do they thing. And they say if you're fully vaccinated, you can just go out there no mask. Because everybody's gonna say, hey, we're all fully vaccinated. So they're gonna be out there with no mask.
You're going to give their Boy Scout or their Girl Scout 3 fingers, 2 fingers.
I don't know. What does 3 fingers, 2 fingers mean?
That's how you do your oath. If you're a Boy Scout, you do 3. If you're a Girl Scout, you do 2.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for like, I've never known that.
Yeah.
See, that's why I rock with you, Brown Sugar. You enlighten me.
And I try. I try to be a ray of sunshine every day.
Hey, ray of sunshine. So, ray of sunshine, I got something for you. Because I know how much you care about Guinness Books of World Records. I've got a world record that you would probably love. This is for you. There's a Nebraska man. He made 60 naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours.
Okay.
59 wasn't enough. He wanted to add one more just for you, Brown Sugar.
60.
Because apparently,
that's
something to be proud of. I didn't just jump 10 times, not 20 times, not 30 times, 60.
And I was naked.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And so I was talking about this earlier this week, these records.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I've got you here, we need to come up with a smooth drama record book.
Okay.
We need some, and this is to my listeners out there. We need some smooth drama records. Like, most times I sat naked and listened to the show. Stuff like, you see what I'm saying? Most times that I shave my pubic hair while listening to smooth drama.
Okay.
Me taking smooth drama records. So to all my listeners out there, you know what? Bust it out. We wanna have smooth drama records. We're gonna create a smooth drama record book. We're gonna give you your props and everything. We're gonna put your name in. Whatever you want your name to be, if you want to give your government name, we'll give you your government name recognition. If you want to give your unicorn, I mean spirit animal name, you can do that. So, I'm sending a challenge out to everyone. I'm going to put it in the Smooth Drama group. I'm going to put it on the site. We are looking for Smooth Drama Records. The more obscure, the better. I licked on the ice cream cone 132 times while listening to smooth drama. That's the kind of stuff we look for, because the bar is not that high when it comes to Guinness Book of World Records. So I'm saying, if 60 naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours is something that you can get famous for, you know, there's Guinness Book, and then there's smooth drama. So what makes Guinness more important than anybody else? So we can give Guinness his, but smooth drama is going to be for us, the people. You know, the people nobody talks about. The people that folks don't recognize. These rewards are for you. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all ready? Are you really, really ready? Because I'm ready to start recording. I'm ready to start recording records. Because I'm going to put it up. It's gonna be a big deal. Smooth Drama Record Book. Smooth Drama Book of Records. Coming.
That sounds like a great idea.
To a digital space near you. That's where I'm at. So, as that's a great idea, I got a different idea for you, Brown Sugar. So, apparently, Victoria's Secret is abandoning their dressed angels, saying they're no longer culturally relevant.
Oh, why is this?
They're saying the activists and entrepreneurs will be the new faces of the brand. They're saying they're not culturally relevant. They said they're partnering with a group of inspirational women, including activists and entrepreneurs, to promote a new brand image and shape its turnaround. So,
I can see that. Okay.
So they're talking about gender equality activists and the Indian actor and entrepreneur Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Megan Rapinoe. They're going to be some of the new faces of Victoria's Secret. Because there's nothing
It's time. It's time to rebrand. It's time for something new. The angels have been around for almost 30 years, I want to say.
Gender fluid lingerie.
I could see that.
Yeah. I just thought it was lingerie. I just thought it was lingerie. I didn't know.
I mean, you know.
The name makes a difference.
Oh, gosh. No, it doesn't, and that's why I'm struggling with words. I'm just like, really? Gender fluid? I mean, yes, some men are wearing it. Okay, fine, they are, but that doesn't.
But men.
Know. I just feel like.
Wearing, I'm saying men wearing women's underwear is not new. That's a
no.
I believe they call it
cross
dressing. Right?
Yeah. So, a transvestite.
All right. So we're going to change the lingerie's name because it's not culturally relevant, but I'm like, it's still lingerie. Last time I checked, it still will be a nightie. It still will be...
A negligee, a teddy, a bustier... A thong, whatever you want to call it. Thigh-high stockings, a garter belt. I mean, the names of it don't change.
Yes. Goose pimple-inducing sleepwear. Or to be taken off really, really soon wear. And that's generally why people wear lingerie, so it can be taken off. So I was just wondering, getting rid of the angels, and so it's going to be, gender equality, because you couldn't wear Victoria's Secret before, because there was somebody you look like you're not the right gender, so you can't buy these. I'm just curious how we create something that ain't there. That's all.
I mean, at this stage in the game, it shouldn't even be an issue. It's really a non-issue. I mean, inequality of everyone being equal, I mean, they're just taking it too far.
Nah, I'm not going to let you get away with this, Brown Sugar. See, because when I first said it, it's about that time. So now you gonna change your tune? You just gonna flip flop?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you running for office? I'm just asking for a friend. They might want to vote for you.
No. What do you mean? I flip flop?
I'm saying I said and you was like, yeah, I can see the rebranding. I'm like, rebranding what?
I said that when you said it wasn't culturally, I thought they were just getting rid of the angels and just going towards just regular, you know, everyday people.
not necessarily about gender. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would assume that it would just be women, but if they want to put some men in there, I guess that's fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but like I said, I just think, you know, we just take everything too far now.
I just thought, well, if they whoever is doing it, I mean, it's whoever goes to Victoria's Secret. I've gone in Victoria's Secret, I think, twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think twice. As I'm walking with, and I'm...
Yeah.
I'm just, okay. Yeah. I'm here.
As opposed to staying outside, you go inside, yeah.
Right. Well, basically,
yeah.
It's because outside they didn't have anywhere to sit. So... Might as well walk in here instead of just stand outside and look weird, just standing in the mall by yourself.
Standing in the doorway by Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Looking at the mannequin.
So because, yeah, you know, that raised the creep factor up on you, like.
It does sometimes. I don't know. I'm understanding. So when I see men waiting outside, I understand. I don't feel like they are okay with letting a woman have her space, which I'm okay with too. I find it creepy, to be honest, when men go in and they're looking at women pick out underwear. I find that more creepy.
Well, see, but this is what I'm saying. So, you know, it's generally not something that most men care about. I mean, because basically we're like, if you're not going to be, like, trying it on, we're not in the dressing room trying it on, I'm like, yeah, that look good. I'll take that off you real quick. I don't see the relevance, as you say, of me being in there. I'm just laughing when they say culturally relevant. And I'm like, so
I mean, when you said that, I thought they were just like, okay, so the angels, we've had those for, like I said, almost 30 years. They've had the angels. They really don't at this, you know, after 30 years, the world has changed somewhat. And I could see them wanting to rebrand and do something more significant. I could see that. I don't necessarily feel like they need to brand it to gender fluidity. I know that's where a lot of places are going, though. Target has gender neutral clothes, Old Navy does. I mean, lots of places do now, but.
I'm like, wait.
I mean.
Wait. So our body shape changed. I'm just, because you say this. You say gender fluid clothing, whatnot. I don't know what that means. Because
So that means a man and a woman can wear it. It's for a man or a woman or a boy or a girl.
Yeah, but hold on. A man and a woman could always wear the clothes. I've seen plenty of women in jogging suits. Why? Because they're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in the sport.
Yeah.
Most ball players, whether it be soccer, basketball, they're in their jogging suit. I didn't think it was a big deal, see? But I look at it as a construct of creating a division. It's like, oh, we got these gender fluid clothing now. Like, you couldn't buy any clothing that you wanted anyway.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, if you want to have a look, then you have that certain look. So it's sort of like...
Yeah.
We talk about their clothes that in colors that men aren't supposed to wear. So, for example, light blue.
Which I don't buy into personally, but, you know.
Right. I don't either. I like light blue. Blue's like my favorite color, one of my favorite colors. It's like, so whether it be dark blue, medium, navy blue, or light blue, I'm going to wear that shit. If it's a shirt, pair of pants, whatever that I like, I'm a rocket. I'm not worried about, oh, that's a soft color. I don't know what that means. But, okay. And just like pink. If a man wears pink, he's gay. I don't get that. I would rock a pink suit just to mess with folks with my hat and like that. And I'd be that lesbian that I've always been. But go ahead.
Okay. It starts off at childbirth because, I mean, I would say, I don't want to say necessarily pink is more feminine or blue is, but that's a cultural thing. I think a long time ago people dressed their kids up in pink or blue because when they're babies, you can't always tell that it's a boy or a girl initially. You know, because it takes them a while to gain a certain look. So I think that's where it comes from. But, I mean, why it continues or why certain men think, you know, it's feminine to wear certain colors. I mean, I feel like whatever color looks good on you, you know, if pink is not your color, then no, don't wear it.
I know, for me personally,
yellow and orange are not my colors. I don't wear them. So,
well, once again,
you know.
I've got a couple of yellow shirts. I've got a light blue shirt. I don't have anything pink. But if I thought it looked good and I could rock it, I'd wear it. Cause
yeah.
I'm comfortable in my skin. And what people think, not really my problem.
I agree.
I would wear a pink suit with a pink hat with a shirt that says F.
I mean, too much pink is not good for anybody, so.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying. You be out there just straight John Blazing folks, like.
You don't want to look like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol either. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'd be like, oh, my God. And he got the pink shirt on, the pink socks, with a mouthful of gold teeth. What's up, Shouty? How you living, Shouty? You want to come holler at a real player? Come on over here, holler at a real player. Know what I'm saying? I'd just be out there.
Oh, my gosh. That used to be a song, and I used to be my favorite song, one of my favorite songs. I can't remember who it was by now.
Said that on the air?
Okay. What?
All right, that's your favorite song? What about Shouty?
No, they didn't say that. It was called Holler at a Player.
Holler at a Player, Shouty. I know you see all this Pepto-Bismol over here. Come on, let me make your stomach feel real good. It's just there.
Yeah.
There's just a whole lot of awful that you can do with that. Whole lot of awful. And I hope one day to be able to use it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to one day be able to use it.
What?
So there was... I did the Smooth Drama Karaoke Night, and any of my listeners were there or saw pictures of it. So Karaoke Night, I went all the way in because I knew I was only going to do it once. So I had my afro. I had my front. I had my diamond. My diamond front. I had my big chain with the basketball on, and I just had on a vest. I didn't no shirt. That was back when my muscles were a little bit righter. So I was out there, Brown Sugar. I was representing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
I was out there representing. It was. Folks was looking at me like, wow. And so there's going to come a time where I'm going to rock the Pepto-Bismol. I'm going to find it. And it's going to be one day, and it's going to be something. And it's going to be an event Now, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be fresh. My haircut's going to be nice. I'm going to shave. I'm going to shower. I'm going to put on deodorant. I'm going to do all that.
To be online? You going to be on live or what? You just going to be on over the air?
You know what? I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out in the street.
Okay.
That's how I'm rolling.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because if you're going to do something like that, you got to go. You got to go hard in the paint once. And so I'm going to be publicly out there. Just a pink suit, pink hat, get some pink glasses. I'm going to have my gold front. I'm just going to be out there. I'm going to get them with them pinky rings that they like to wear and all that other stuff. And I'm going to mess with folks. What's up, Shouty? How you living? Holla at a player. He holla at you for a second. You know, reading is fundamental.
So do you have a cameraman? Do you have a cameraman?
I'm down.
This needs to be, you know, on video.
Right. I'm going to Pepto-Bismol it, and I'm going to be out there. I'm gonna be out there pimping education. I'm just gonna be totally mess folks all up. They're like, what? Yeah, what kind of books you read, Shouty? You read? Nah, you ain't trying to read. I'm trying to holler at a player. You know what I'm saying? There's some good stuff up there. I'm gonna be so contradictory that I might make some folks want to throw up. Like, you wasting that piece.
I think
too.
You might confuse a few people.
I know. That's my point. Yeah. I'm all about that confusion. But you know what? Because I know people are going to think that I'm on drugs when I do stuff like that. We're going to go into the dumbass of the week, and then we're going to talk about some folks who I really think are on drugs. All right. I know that's your favorite part, brown sugar.
Yes, I like that part.
I know you do. There's a registered nurse, Joanna Overholt. She was testifying before the Ohio House Health Committee about what she said were potential coronavirus vaccine dangers. And she tried to use her own body as proof. So she said she heard during lunch that vaccines cause magnetism in humans. So she decided she was going to prove it. You know, right there. Bobby pin and it would stick to her exposed skin. Now, see, this is why you don't take mushrooms. See, because, you know, there are things that are legal now.
Yeah.
So folks take these drugs and they watch an X-Men cartoon or a movie. I'm Magneto. And see, if you take the vaccine, I mean, I get arguments for or against the vaccine. You know, you can make arguments for and against, but magnetism ain't one of them. So she said, yeah, this stuff is going to stick to me. And so on camera, she's like sticking bobby pins on her skin. Mm-hmm. They're falling off. Keys on her skin, mm-hmm. and they're just falling off.
Yeah, well, no. Drugs are a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever
just,
she
just
was on.
No. Right. Don't go in front of people and you have tested it out. But see, when you're high, it works, right? So you put like a piece of metal and you think it's still there. It's falling. But because you're high, I'm Magneto, bitches. Metal sticks to me. I ain't lost my keys yet. Like they're in your pocket, but drugs can skew some perspective. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, her her argument was these aluminum keys and bobby pins, whatnot, they're going to stick to me. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
Joanna.
In her mind, they did.
So, if you know Miss Overhope, I would suggest you stay away unless you're one of the people who are either supplying her with the drugs or you're doing it with her, to which
yep.
I get do you, and I guess do her, however y'all arrangement is. But, yeah, if not, I would stay away from this chick because she thinks she's Magneto. And I'd hate to tell her, Brown Sugar, that Magneto is a fictional character.
Yes, he is. But, you know, like you said, on drugs, everything is real.
Yeah. It's really real out here in these streets. Whew. And on that note, we probably should go on break. This is J. Cole. My life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No matter how long it takes me. Silent up, just like a rich nigga staircase. No fly zone, they stay the fuck out my airspace. Niggas say things behind my back, but they wouldn't dare say. Know it's so tight when I see you, I'm working in Squarespace.
Yeah, top of the morning, I know that you thought I was dormant. Woke up early, but stopped, I was swarming, a block from the outside, a couch in the orbit. Cause somebody got popped, now they knocking on doors, trying to find an informant. But I ain't seen Nathan, I'm minding my business, it's got him a witness, a weapon gon' pass to the informant. Against me, nigga, I'm starving immensely. Know when I'm done with these songs, you won't miss me. John Moran, I'm on my grizzly. You niggas just cubs, but no, not the ones in the big leagues. After the fall off, I promise I'm coming and selling out Wrigley. Nigga, I'm just a product of poverty, full of narcotics to profit off quickly. My family tree got a history of users that struggle with demons, not really a hustler instinct. Therefore, often my pockets was empty. So while some of my partner was serving up rocks on the corners of Project Assembly, me, I was starting to envy. Wanna be on the top where it's plenty. Wanna be in the spotlight where every bitch want me, like Rihanna dropping new 50. When I see in the sky, the villas of silicon reach up too high evidently. Nah, I can't reach up too high evidently. Never seen no one driving a Bentley. I can't be out here mopping up Wendy.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out, the struggle don't judge me. What you saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, I'm so often. People you grow in laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. Is my color, my world, my life, my life.
Hey, what? The stuff that I seen got me traumatized. I let the K go when Johnny died. Swinging them motherfuckers side to side. We don't participate in with that spicy shit. All we believe in is homicide. I got a good heart, so I see teddy bears every time we make their mamas cry. I pray that my path ain't in heaven between me. When I'm in love, I love heaven and die. If you betray me, you dead in between me. I disrespect you, respect is better. I got some partners who left this earth. Maybe the pain made it better, on God. Just know that they secrets is kept with, on God. I feel like the streets is in debt with, on God. I gave my heart away to all the dog hoes, cause that's what's set in between me. I blame my pop for that shit, cause if he didn't fail, he could've corrected in between me. Give all the props to my mama, cause no matter what, she always protecting, on God. I promise you, it ain't no checking, on God. Jump in the water, get wet with, on God. You want my money, I wanna have sex with me. Can't let the opps or the law get the best of me. I get the answer and you get the text of me. I see chicken, you niggas breasting me. Planted a seed, but that ain't affecting me. Can't let you niggas or bitches grow next to me.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out, the struggle don't judge me. What you saying now won't bug me. Cause where I come from, I'm so awesome. People you grow in laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. Is my color, my world, my life, my life.
Together you guys move. drummer. Smooth drummer.
That was J. Cole, My Life. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right, Brown Sugar. Let me ask you a question.
Of course.
You know I like to make up words.
Yes, you do.
I have zero respect for the English dialect. Because they make up words. I'm like, they get mad at you for doing what they did. It's like, well, we did it.
Yeah.
This is proper English. There's no such thing as proper English is the BBC channel. I watch BBC channel, and it take me a good 30, 40 minutes to get what the hell they're saying.
Just, yeah. That's why I don't watch it.
They're speaking English. You have to pay attention. You can't even, can get caught slipping watching BBC because they speak English. We speak American, which is a hodgepodge of whatever the hell we want it to be.
Exactly. Latin, French. Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever. We just make shit up. So, my word. Because we talked about feminism, but we got a new thing that's just like lurking, like you don't like spiders that like hang out in the corners and just like just pop out. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Even though you know you're like Godzilla to them, right?
And that has nothing to do with it. They're creepy. They're gross. Yes.
I know. But you're like Godzilla to the spider. But I digress. Feminism. We have feminism. Yeah. There's a thing I like to call meninism. What is meninism? That's a good question. I'm glad I asked myself that question as I talk to myself, not in the third person, but the first person, because I'm talking Brown Sugar, and myself at the same time. That makes sense?
It does. Sadly.
Okay. All right. So meninism, because feminism is female issues. So meninism, male issues. The rise of meninism, or rather, the re-rise of meninism has been an undercurrent. I remember what past 5-6 years you hear white dudes making comments, man, it's hard being a white dude right now. You just look at it like, is it? Did I miss the memo? Like, it's hard being a white dude right now. Y'all just got it horrible.
Yeah.
Then one of your pet peeves, black men who talk about women and black women in particular, y'all just don't respect black men. You just need to be subservient. Clean my toe jam and make me some breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then polish my penis when you're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
And make the house clean.
You're right.
And I don't know. Just shut up until I ask you.
I'm fed, yeah. Shut up until you're called upon again.
Feminism. Some people say it's macho. I just say it's what it's always been. How they really feel.
Can't do it.
Shut up.
True.
And make me a sandwich. How you feel about men in Brown Sugar? Tell me your
I mean, you know, I'm always, you know, I can always see both sides, and I know that's annoying for some people, but I mean, I can see where men would have an issue with today's feminism. I mean, basically, to a certain degree, men are being disrespected. You know what I mean? And they're being pushed to the side because women want to be seen. So, you know, you look at, I don't know if anybody's heard of, you know, Men Go Their Own Way. That's in regards to, like, the Me Too movement. So, you know.
Men Go Their Own Way.
Yeah, it's called
Megto. That sounds like something I would never want to catch. Like, you know, your doctor tell you came down with a case of Megto. Like, oh, man, are you serious?
Yeah.
Do I take a shot? I mean, I don't want to have Megto.
I mean, but what's sad is that a lot of these men are, like, really hurt, and they have, you know, like, to me it's misplaced anger in a way, because they're mad at, like, their relationship situations that they felt they were, you know, used or unjustly looked at in a certain way. You know, they have problems with women using men for child support and
let's talk about
getting half of money in divorces.
Right, so let's talk about that. So there was a story last week, and we've seen these stories before about child support, where the dude made his last child support payment in pennies. He just had it dumped on his ex's lawn. Like, here's your last child support payment. It was like, what, 800,000 pennies or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that. It's your kid, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're mad.
Like, why
are
you? Yeah.
Your kid. That what we doing?
I mean, you know, I think that's that misplaced anger. Like, he's mad at his wife for whatever reason, because, you know, we don't know, like, what the behind the scenes are, of course, but he took it out on his daughter. So I feel like, okay, all right, so how, you know, unless his daughter and him have a, you know, an estranged relationship, if they're estranged, then okay, I guess.
Well, I can see how this would be an estranging moment. Because I felt so much contempt. See, because there's the viewpoint that people have, and I always go back to when I made the reference about Abraham and taking his kid to the altar, and I was gonna sacrifice my kid, but God told me not to. And I said that his son would look at him differently. Like, well, you was about to stab me, but God told you to stop. So if God don't tell you to stop, you kill me in a heartbeat. And folks is like, no, but that's different. You don't understand. I'm like, hey, I'm just saying, we look at it from one point of view. But see, as you stated earlier, there are two sides. So he's mad because him and the ex, they have a difference of opinion on child support, obviously, the whole thing. But the feelings of his daughter, you do something like that, what you're saying to your daughter is, I hated taking care of you. This is how I feel about taking care of you, because he'll see that part. Because he's like, I'm going to get at this bitch, and I'm going to dump these pennies. It's going to be funny. Ha! It's my contempt. But it's like, you got a kid.
Yeah.
And your kid is going to think that. Like, my daddy hate me so much that he paid in pennies to teach, to show that you don't like me. And he'd be the first one to say, no, it wasn't that, but yeah, how else can I see it?
Yeah. I like her response, though. She donated the money. The daughter, the mom let the daughter have the penny, and the daughter donated it to charity.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
her response.
Right. I don't need your money, dude.
Yeah.
You're not father. You're not dad. You're just a person that mom had relations with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I came out of it, so.
Yeah, you remove your parental anything when you make gestures like that.
You're right.
Because the kid ain't have nothing to do with it. Y'all argument is y'all argument, and they should stay away. So if you have a disagreement with someone and y'all share a kid, the argument should be between you two, and the kid shouldn't see it. At least, not if y'all not living together. Look, have phone arguments or something. Just keep the kid out of it.
I agree.
Y'all argue, keep it out, and just be nice to the kid, because kid didn't make a choice on neither one of y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all
and
made,
if they had them, they probably wouldn't have chose either one of y'all.
Yeah, especially if y'all going to be acting stupid like this. And so.
Exactly.
So when we talk about meninism, we're talking about issues like that. Well, it's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So as I started off, white men talking about how it's hard for them, because it's not as easy as it used to be for them. And
no, it is hard because they're getting pushback.
well, yeah. So
nobody's complying to their demands anymore.
Well, look, we documented that America's very rapey. America's been rapey since day one, which is why we are probably the most lenient country on rape. I mean, well, I'm gonna take that back. I'm not gonna just say America. I'm gonna talk about the world. Rape is a beautiful thing in the eyes of the world, because you can be priest and you can rape and molest a whole bunch of people and not get punished for it. So to me, that's an on the spirit of violating somebody. And so you always, hey, well, what's the circumstances? Or they, I think, what's the word that they use now, brown sugar? They had a bad day. That bad day.
Well, they had a bad day.
Yeah, that continued.
That's the word.
Next day. And then the next week, he had another bad day. And so it's like every week, he's having two or three bad days.
It's like that, though. I've had a bad week. I didn't kill anybody or hurt anybody that week, but yeah.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So, like you said, I'm talking about, so you see meninism is part of that rapey culture. Like, we used to have power over y'all, and now all of a sudden, I just can't say bend over, and you say, okay.
Exactly.
Because meninism is the philosophy that created date rape. I'm roofing you because having to talk to you in order to be with you is too much. Now, I'm just going to give you this drug and... You know, I'm going to call it a wrap. Say, sweetie. I mean, because that's
I mean, I'm not laughing, but, I mean, it's not funny, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's funny because, folks, that's a culture. the culture of, like you say in the office, smacking the woman on the ass or making women feel uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm an unabashed lesbian. I talk about it till I'm blue in the face. The female anatomy, I enjoy, but not to the point where I will violate somebody because I enjoy that. There's nothing good there. And so, you know, folks are mad because women want to be respected. It's like the racism thing. You're mad at folks because they just wanted to be treated regular. Not asking for anything, but hey, don't kill me, don't spit on me. Just simple stuff. Just simple stuff. And so a woman, hey, don't smack me on the ass. You would think that that's something that you do. So it's like you have the, in the Islamic culture, they say they're doing it to protect the women so the women have to be covered from head to toe. And I'm like, no, that's the argument, the flawed argument of weak men. That's the hierarchy of meninism. We're protecting the women because the men are so weak that if she has curves, I can't stop myself from violating her.
Exactly. I can't control my sexual urges.
Right. I'm that soft mentally. That's what that is. I'm that soft mentally that I can't, what am I going to do? Meninism.
Yeah.
What can you say? So, lady, I don't know.
I mean, are they that weak or do they just feel like they're entitled?
No, they're that weak.
Because truthfully, a lot of men still feel like women were put here on this earth. And I'm not saying that we weren't to a degree, but to basically for their pleasure, to serve them and for their pleasure, like us having to work and stuff really just defeats the purpose of what we're here for.
Wait, hold on, brown sugar, hold on. Let me get this. Women aren't here for the express purpose of making men happy?
I mean, I think we are, but not to the extent of, biblical times, not any more of that, no.
No, see how you trying to get out of it? No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm not.
Look, I got this toe jam.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, I can't reach down there. I'm gonna need, ladies, if you're listening, I need somebody that's gonna be able to get this toe down. Before you even get to it, I ain't trying to do all that nice stuff. I ain't trying to respect you, all that. See, you're asking for too much. I'm just saying, make me a sandwich, get this toe jam, and just, if I say I need you to talk, then you can talk. That's what we're looking for. That's it.
All right. Well, yeah, and you know what? And everybody is entitled to their preference, to what they like. And... you know, but if what you like is not out there, you can't get mad. You can't be mad about it. It's what you like.
All right,
I look for things all the time that I like that they don't even make it probably. I'm in a store all the time looking for something that no, hasn't even been made. And so, I get mad, but, you know, it's like,
hey, so
what,
so what are you looking for that they have not made?
Personally, a bathtub stopper that catches hair. So
they
used to make them. I haven't been able to find one. I've been to Walmart, I've been to Target, and I've been to Bed Bath and Beyond. And they don't make them like they used to. They make them this other way, and it doesn't fit my drain, so it doesn't work.
Can I tell you something?
Of course.
I'll give you a secret.
All right.
People who go to Walmart, Target, and Bed Bath and Beyond, they don't have hair. That's why you can't find them. You gotta go to the store where the people have hair.
Well, what stores are those?
You'll see when you walk in there. Oh, they got hair in here. Because apparently in Walmart, okay, they have a whole thing. It's a whole thing. The people of Walmart. And I didn't believe that till I went to Modesto and I saw that. And it was like the club in Walmart. I was like, we get dressed up to go to Walmart in Modesto?
Yeah, they do that in the South.
All right. Yeah. I see you. So,
I mean, the original one I had, I did buy it from Target, from Walmart, but this was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago now, and so that one's old, and I need to buy a new one, and they don't have it anymore.
Cry me a river.
So, you know, but I'm mad about it, but what am I going to do? So, men, if you're looking for something that is not out there, so basically what I'm going to have to do eventually is, I don't know how I'm going to settle for something that doesn't fit, but I'm going to have to settle. So, and that's what we all have to do in life on occasion.
No, hold on. I know you ain't just out your mind. Just tell these red-blooded American men that they got to settle.
They have two choices, like everybody else. You either find as close to a person as you can, as you like your preference, and so you have 15 boxes. They check 10. Hopefully, those are the most important 10 that they check, and you just live without the other 5. I mean, who has all 10, all 15 box checks?
So, what five boxes are you willing to live without, Brown Sugar?
No.
If you're going to put it on the table.
I mean, I'm not even going into my list. My list is irrelevant, really.
Okay, I'm saying, but so you're telling folks that...
Let's just say hypothetically. So we can talk about the 666 that all men say women want.
The 666?
Yes, the 666. Exactly. It's 6 feet,
okay.
A six pack,
I got three.
and six figures.
I got 6 figures of Monopoly money.
Okay, well, that's what it is. That's what the going rate is to get a woman. 666. I don't know, because I see people with other people that are not doing, they're not that. So that's what I'm saying. So if you don't get all those three, then you're settling.
So hold on.
Right?
So, I mean, no, because I was down in the South for about a month.
Yeah.
I just saw a lot of butt crack. I didn't see a lot of people with six packs.
In the South.
Yeah, six packs. Aren't common.
But were those men in relationships? Did you see those men with women?
Yep.
Okay.
I saw a lot of butt crack.
Okay. I mean, that's not my list.
No, I ain't saying that. But I'm saying I saw an overabundance of butt crack. It's the apparently it's
from men and women or just men?
No, just men.
Oh. Okay, so the sagging is.
I'm looking for female butt crack.
High out there, huh?
Yeah, female butt crack.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
I'm in it. I'm all in it for female butt crack. But male butt crack, I'm not in it for that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, so sagging is on high down there then.
It's on high everywhere. And so every time
true.
I get, you know, I say, hey, you know what? You'd be very attractive in jail. What? You'd be very attractive in jail. You'd like to show off your butt crack. They'd like you in jail. They'd like to hang out with you. You know, share a sandwich with you. So,
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, the men who don't fit to 666, or the women who can't find, don't they have to settle if that's what they're looking for?
So, I'm gonna say that if you're looking for 666 and you find 666, you get what you asked for.
That's possible too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want 666? You're praying for 666. You gonna get it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I'm not, you know. But like I said, let's just say even if you're not looking for that though, if you have five, you know, maybe 6 feet doesn't necessarily have to happen. Maybe you can do 5'11". I don't know. And he doesn't have to necessarily make six figures. He can make 99.
He can make 99. He can make three figures.
Yeah. Yeah. Or five. Yeah. Let's do five. You can do the five figures.
Four figures.
And let's just say he doesn't have a six pack, but he's, you know, he has an athletic build.
No, he's got butt crack.
Right?
That's generally, they don't have six pack, they have butt crack. Butt crack is.
If that's what you're into, but.
But that's
you know.
I'm saying that I've seen an inordinate amount of butt crack, and butt crack a lot of times is not by themselves. Butt crack is walking hand in hand all over the place. I see it. And they have multicolored underwear and everything. It's like one of those things that you can't You know what? I'm getting way too specific on this. Probably need to go on break.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. This is LL Cool J. M-I-S-S-I.
Sushi, love paper like Ricky, love Lucy, pop collars, L got E, 15 years, I'm thorough on the street, flood the rap game with product, a bullshit video, I don't know why you shot it, the biggest L of them all, holler to Hollywood and I still play the wall, y'all get the balls, motherfucker, you fall like singles, bass from my joint, make your clitoris tingle, that's my worst friend, stupid ass in the club, buy a bitch a drink, now you falling in love. I gave y'all the love game, you thought it was soft. Now you whining like a bitch over some fraud you lost. Playboy bunny got you feeling all crummy. My niggas want the honey, all we want is the money. Had a bad shooby-dooby for ya. Down in Georgetown, fucking with the Hoyas. Looking for a dark-skinned chocolate chick. Bow-legged with a perm and the ass is thick. Black of the berries, well, you know the rest. She got the most rhythm, she ride the best. Talking midnight black, nappy hair with peas in the back. Scratch my pipe up every time I hit that. She don't look Hawaiian, she not Puerto Rican. No disrespect, mommy, but tonight, L creeping with the darkest honey I can find. Can't hit a light-skinned dime all the time. Get your black ass over here, you out your mind? I turn Holly Berry down for you anytime. Black queen, dark and lovely, sipping on my bubbly. First you gotta love yourself, then you can love me. I wanna hump ya. I still love you light skin, I pimp y'all too. When I cruise through your hood, girl, what you gonna do? I heard only pretty boys get to run with you. Topless in my six now, is that really true? Baby, look at you, the whole yellow crew. Cute baby face, look at what you about to do. See what play, mashari, yeah, see who cool. With my joint up in her mouth, she like, you three French too? Come on. Come on.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was LL Cool J, MISSI. Call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
You were supposed to say M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter.
And see, that's what I was like, too. I was like, should I have said it while he was saying it? But then I was like, no, I'm not a rapper. I didn't want to mess it up, so...
All right.
I didn't want to mess it up.
You all right. You all right. So, as always, I got conspiracy theory. I got conspiracy theory.
About what? I do.
It's about water and commercials. Mm-hmm. So, you drink water, brown sugar?
I do.
Okay.
I'm drinking more water.
You're drinking more water? All right.
I am.
I don't want to mess you up. So.
Okay.
And do you fall asleep when you watch the TV?
Sometimes, not like I used to, but yeah, sometimes.
Okay. So, scientists were warning about a technology called targeted dream incubation. And it uses specific audio and visual stimuli, such as a movie, to induce specific imagery and sounds into the brain that people then see in their dreams.
Hmm.
Now, does that sound familiar?
I've gone to sleep and before and dreamt something I heard, you know.
So, no, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. So, remember Watchmen, the series on HBO?
I do.
Okay. So, remember in Watchmen, the series, they had the movies that they played in the Black Folks Theater, and in the background of the movie, there was the hypnotic stuff that was saying, kill each other, hurt each other,
mm-hmm.
other, hurt each other. And he walked in on the dude that was doing it, the KKK guy from that organization, mm-hmm. Fight Club, right? And it was embedded in the movie. So, scientists are warning companies that they warn the companies will take over your dreams with commercials. So, and there's a specific, it's called targeted dream incubation. And it's using that audiovisual stimuli to induce the imagery into your brain. So we're gonna stop right there, Brown Sugar. We're gonna stop right there for a minute. We're gonna revisit that here in a second. And then I'm reading about antidepressants in our water make crayfish go buck wild. So, scientists did a study about the effects of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or as they call them, SSRIs, on crayfish, finding that the medication that helps people with depression actually makes crayfish act more boldly when added in small amounts to their environment. So, now we say, okay, so those drugs make crayfish, crawfish, whichever one you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
act a little crazy, way bolder, right? And so they did this, it was about a month, and what happened was the crawfish, their aggression levels, they said weren't raised, but they got braver, which to me says, as double talk, if you get braver, that means you got a little bit more aggressive. So,
yeah,
as we always talk about, there's people who get beer muscles, and we know now in the age of social media, people have internet muscles.
Yeah.
Really, really strong on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, They've done the same kind of effect, Prozac on crabs and other seafood. So they haven't done it with fish per se, but I'm guessing that they have. And so you start thinking, all right, you have a situation where there's water that has the drugs in it that make the seafood go crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
if the seafood can go crazy, what happens to the people that eat the seafood?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's just a speculation, right? And so, then you start talking about you have targeted dream incubation, and the water drives you crazy. Well, drives what you eat crazy, allegedly, or makes it braver. So We see a lot of people who act on impulse, and so a lot of times we blame that on alcohol, right? But let's say you're already there. So let's say you're somebody who you like Red Lobster.
I do.
You like them lobster biscuits.
I do.
Right? And so,
the cheese and the cheddar biscuits, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then you start talking about you're eating a lot of that shellfish. You're eating a lot of that fish. Let's say that you're eating a lot of farmed fish that are swimming in those drug-induced waters. How does that translate to behavior? So then you can start saying, okay, so because we've seen a rise over the years in the shooting, aggressive acts that just make no sense, right? You see stuff like when I saw there was a dude that did the football hit on the Asian guy, old man, and killed him. Just ran up to him and ran him over and just kept going. I'm like, it made no sense in a regular context, right? Or you'll see somebody just beat up on an old woman. It makes no sense in context because it's like they weren't even robbing them.
Yeah.
They're not even robbing them. So what is that? Right? What is that? Oh, shit. So,
well, they'll chalk it up to, you know, what, schizophrenism or mental illness. So, yeah. But now that you're saying what you're saying, it does make you say,
So you're there. So it's like, and so I got it in my food. I got it in the water. And when I'm watching TV, maybe I doze off. I've been guilty of dozing off. And there will be some things. So, for example, you're watching YouTube, whatnot. They have all kinds of commercials, and then they'll take you here, they'll take you there, they'll take you there, they'll take you here. It doesn't turn off. It keeps going. So is that targeted dream incubation technology in what the kids are watching, which is the YouTube, your TikTok, all these things. So we wonder, they just like watching that stupid stuff, but are they being targeted unknowingly?
I would have to agree they might be. That is a possibility.
Well, it's a conspiracy theory, though. I could be talking out my ass, you know, because the scientists are talking about it. But hey, they're only people who pretend like they smart. They don't know shit. They ain't real out here. They ain't real soldiers out here in the streets trying to kick knowledge, whatnot. It's garbage. Straight garbage. I'm just saying, it's just a thought of mine, right? And so then,
it's something to ponder.
So then, I get to jump the Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no!
All right, so Groundhog Day, Texas. People can carry handguns in Texas without training or license starting September 1st.
Wow.
So, everything is bigger and better, including the ignorance in Texas.
True.
So, you can carry your handgun without a license. You don't need a permit to buy a gun in Texas. So
they're just basically trying to do the Wild West out there for real.
Yeah, no. So have you seen the commercial? There's a trailer for the Purge. There's another Purge movie.
That's forever.
the forever purge, meaning
lawlessness never stops.
Is legal. So from this henceforward, anybody can kill anybody. It doesn't matter, anytime. Because the premise was, it used to be one day a year. You don't like somebody, it's like, September 23rd, bitch, we going to settle this. I'm coming for your ass. Right? So now, it's like, every day it's on. As you were saying, right? It's wild, wild west. But no, it's going to be wild, wild everywhere. All right, so now, conspiracy theory, just dropping it, right? Because we're talking about technology dream incubation. And then you put subliminal thoughts out, purges. Because this is about the sixth purge movie. I don't know how many purges.
I've never seen one of them. I've never watched one of them, so I don't know.
Well, I watched the first one, and I was like, wow, white folks are crazy. You know, it's like a wet dream for the people who made Thanos in the Avengers all soft and shit. Like, well, we need to get rid of half the people to save the universe. Because that's the useless eater philosophy. Right? They ruined my favorite villain. Like, nah, they don't think care about no fucking half the universe to save for resources. Nah, I just kill people because I like killing people. There's a respect there. Like, you know what? I love death. I want to marry death, so I'm just going to kill as many people as possible and death's going to love me. But, nah, we had to do the useless eater thing. Now, fast forward to, we talking about the subliminal stuff. This is about the third, fourth, or fifth purge movie. Major theatrical. So apparently, a lot of people are liking these purge movies. And I'm not going to speculate, but I'm going to guess there's a high percentage of folks who might need suntan lotion, who love these purge movies.
I'm agreeing.
Just as a thought, and so purge. When you think of purge, and you think of how people are against this race critical theory. They're against diversity. They're against feminism. You know, this is the height of what we talked about earlier. Meninism. Like, well, because y'all don't think the same as us, we're going to have to purge you. We're going to have to purge you.
Yeah.
Because.
Basically.
Texas? Hey, you don't need a permit. You just buy a gun. Hey, whatever happens, happens. Yeah. So, now, there's
one. Setting us up.
Right. So, here's one thing that's in that bill. It prohibits permitless carry for people convicted of certain misdemeanors in the past 5 years, and increases penalties for felons who illegally carry a gun. So, not felonies, misdemeanors. Misdemeanors. So, preponderance of misdemeanors probably going to be a certain segment of the population. So you can't have that gun.
No.
That was it. And
that's
so,
possible.
Right. And so just earlier today, I believe it was in Phoenix, there was a shooting. There was a mass shooting. Phoenix, Arizona. At least one person is dead and a dozen hurt after 8 shootings. They said the suspect was just out there, and it was over the course of more than an hour earlier today. He was just shooting. And just for you, Brown Sugar, he didn't resist arrest. And the vehicle was found in his vehicle. The weapon was found allegedly in his vehicle.
Okay.
So, a shooter went on an hour-long rampage, shot one person dead, and hurt a dozen people. 8 different shootings. He was just rolling down the street, smoking indo, shooting whoever he could. And then he was found. No one shot at him, even though he was shooting people. And he just got arrested. He didn't resist arrest. He got arrested. And they found the weapon in his vehicle. So, remember when I was talking about the meninism and how it's hard to be a white dude out here. It's hard.
It is.
Go out here on the shooting spree. Kill a few people.
Because they had a bad day.
Yeah, and resist. Don't resist arrest, and so you can. Don't resist.
So you can
arrest.
Explain your side of the story.
Yeah. Why did you do it? No. I found out that they canceled Manifest on NBC.
Yeah.
Too much. Yeah. I couldn't make it down to NBC studio. So I was frustrated. And I went to a store. And
I think a lot
out.
Of shows are being canceled because of the pandemic, so.
Yeah, but.
Ratings have dropped.
No, I went to get some gummy worms. They didn't have the kind I like. They only had the Sour Patch. They had to set me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So,
did you shoot somebody?
I'm saying no. That's him, right?
Just mean mug?
So I asked you, did he? What was he drinking? Did he have some seafood?
Mm-hmm.
I would be curious.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have a clue about who he is, but. Yeah.
He's a disgruntled employee.
Nah, he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a white SUV. Wasn't even at work, just decided I just need to shoot people. How's it? So. That's the purge, Brown Sugar. That's the purge. So now, here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we ended the more scrumptious apocalypse just so we can get back to regularly scheduled business. The apocalypse. So now, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to holler at us, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. Not enjoy your Juneteenth holiday, baby. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.